Well, an Iowa-based company that was started in an Iowa State dorm room is now set to have its product go national. Muddy Bites makes snack-sized waffle cone treats that feature the best part of the sundae cone. And I'm joined now by one of the two co-founders, Jared Steffes. Good morning, Jared. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy to be here. I'm doing well. And how about yourself?
Good. Thanks for being with us. Let's start and introduce you to our audience a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about you and your upbringing in the ice cream capital of the world.
Yeah, so grew up in a small town of Granville, which is about 30 minutes north of Lamar's, Iowa, which is known to be the ice cream capital of the world, of course. And, you know, grew up playing a lot of sports. And one day in college, we're kind of sitting there, and my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was eating a sundae cone. She gave me the bottom part, and it's almost like a light bulb moment above my head was like, why doesn't anyone sell the best part of a sundae cone? And then it started connecting the dots. It's like, we're from the ice cream capital of the world. Like, maybe we know some people that can help us make this and kind of get started. And at the time, I knew nothing about food whatsoever. My previous background is kind of in digital marketing, Facebook ads, landing pages, web design, so on and so forth. And so that's when I hit up Tyler, who actually graduated high school with my now wife. Because he started a barbecue sauce in his dorm room. And so I was like, hey, I've got this idea. I want to call it Muddy Bites. Let's sell the best part of a sundae cone. What do you think? And he said, yes. And so really from there, we're like, let's launch on Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding platform, to raise $10,000 to fund our first production run. And we hit that within 48 hours. And really from there, we kind of got boots on the ground and started making, you know, Muddy Bites and sharing them with not only Iowa, but across the country. And, you know, fast forward today, we've grown month over month, and we're full steam ahead.
Yeah, that's great. Well, take us back to that kind of first production run that you had. You know, how did you get the product made originally, and who were kind of your first guinea pigs once you did have it ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first thing that we did was, you know, we started in our kitchen of like, hey, let's create almost like a prototype of like, what would it taste like? What would it look like, et cetera? So we did that in our kitchen, and you know, we got some product that we liked, and we're like, okay, let's try to do this a little bit faster. And so then we started hiring some college students from Iowa State to help us make this product in Ames. And really the first day, I should say after the Kickstarter, you know, we made all of our bites, we shipped them all out to the backers. I think at the time we had maybe 4,000 orders that we had to ship out across the country. It took us I think it was 3 to 4 months to actually fulfill all of those orders just to make sure that they were good and good quality and send those out. And then we opened up our online store and we did $22,000 that same day. And like, we made everything by hand, and it was like, oh, like we got a lot of work. We got to hire more students. Like, we just need more help. And so really, it took us a while to really kind of figure out how to make these things at kind of a greater mass scale, so to say, and kind of get to where we are today.
Yeah. Well, let's go into now your big break national when it comes to getting into Walmart. What was that process like, and how did you eventually find out?
Yeah, you know, Walmart's obviously the biggest retailer in the world. And so for us, it was kind of stone. So every year Walmart has this event called Open Call at their headquarters in Arkansas. And so what we had to do is we sent our head of sales, Jim, and our president, Michael, down there to present Muddy Bites. And so we put together this big presentation, and they went down there and they killed it. And so Walmart hands out, we called it a golden ticket. I don't know if they call that, but they hand out these golden tickets on the spot if you get a deal. And we were, I think, one of 300 companies that got one right in the spot right after the presentation. And so because of our social media following, our email and our marketing strategies and our operations, like, we've got an A-plus team that Walmart just kind of loved everything that we're doing. And they kind of gave us that golden ticket right in the spot. And immediately like, okay, we've got work to do. We've got to start kind of planning and preparation and get things moving. So when we ship to Walmart, I believe it's February of 2023, for being on shelf, I want to say in March, that we're ready. And so it's kind of a process that we've kind of kickstarted already.
Yeah. So what is the process like here over the next few months to get ready to deliver to Walmart? What's kind of the background look like and you know, getting everything produced and sent to them?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we've got to up our production, make sure that we have enough supplies and, you know, obviously bites for Walmart. you know, it's not a tiny PO by any means. And so we've got to make sure that we've got the production capacity and the team and really the inventory, of course, to ship to them. And then secondly, on top of that, we've got to make sure we have the support ready for Walmart. You know, if they're going to push us to, you know, 3,000 plus stores, we've got to be able to help them move product in the stores. And so that helps, you know, on the marketing side, from Facebook ads to email marketing to even in-person events across the nation at Walmart locations to help support Muddy Bites, but also help support Walmart and help us launch Muddy Bites in Walmart. So it's kind of this twofold process of making sure we've got product and inventory and shipping, and then on the other side, making sure that we've got the support to help push that inventory through the stores with marketing.
When you kind of step back and just, you know, look at this journey from above, what's it kind of, you know, feel like that, you know, you and Tyler kind of hook up in a dorm room and put this product together to where we are now? What's that feel like?
You know, it's crazy, to be very honest. Like, I don't think it's hit me yet, and I think it will as soon as, like, I see Muddy Bites on a Walmart shelf. You know, I walk into a store, hopefully near me, and see it on shelf, I think it'll hit me that, like, holy cow, you know, we're in Walmart. You know, our team's been absolutely amazing from day one. And so, you know, we're in 5,200 doors across the country right now. And so when Walmart comes in, we'll be over 10,000. So it's kind of this huge leapfrog growth stage that we're in right now, and definitely would not be here without the team that we've brought in and letting them kind of do their thing. And that was kind of one of the things that Tyler and I realized this is probably 6-8 months ago, is that, like, we don't know everything. You know, we're still young, we're still learning, and we need to hire people that know what they're doing, especially when it comes to these big box retailers. And so without those hires, we probably would not be in this position we are today.
Yeah. Well, once you get kind of this through this initial wave of getting ready to launch in Walmart, what's kind of in the future for the company? Where are some of your goals in terms of growing this thing?
Yeah, you know, Walmart's going to open up a lot of doors for us. And what I mean by that is more retailers are going to come knocking because they see us in Walmart. And so, you know, after Walmart, we hope to open up club packs in terms of, like, maybe Sam's Club, Costco, et cetera, you know, Targets of the world. You know, we'll keep expanding our footprint in the stores. So, you know, from 5,200 today, come next year with Walmart, we'll be in 10,000. By hopefully end of next year, we could be in 15, 20,000 locations to where we're, you know, pretty dominantly across the country, to where anybody, you know, whether it's walking down the street or going to town or going to Walmart, can enjoy Muddy Bites and get that best part of the Sunday cone over and over again.
That's right. Well, if people want to find out more about what you've got going on, and they want to get their hands on some Muddy Bites right now, how do they do that?
The best to go would be through our website. We just launched a new website, muddybites.com. You can actually order directly through our website, or you can go to our site locator and actually see if we have any locations near you. You just type in your city or zip code, and we'll automatically pinpoint any stores that have, you know, product near you. Obviously, it's subject to availability, but those would be the best options. Or we're on Amazon, of course, too.
Great. Well, Jared, we appreciate the time this morning. Again, congratulations to you and Tyler and the whole team for the, you know, the rapid growth that you've been experiencing. And we're happy to highlight an Iowa-based company that's been able to do that. Thanks for the time this morning, and best of luck here as you move forward with the company.
Really appreciate it, and thanks for having me.